For there's a hand that covers the mountain. Oh, there's a hand that covers the mountain and that furnish all the galaxy. And that same hand that holds the whole world in space. The world is the same hand. Is the same that's holding me. And he never let go. He always kept his promises till I stand. Hallelujah. In heaven, fear land, oh, till I'm saved forevermore. He'll never let go of my. Oh, how many can sing he's been faithful? Let's bow our hands to him. If he's been faithful to you, if you know he has stood by your side in your hard times, in your dark times, you know he's reliable and he can be trusted. He's been true. Oh, confess it with faith. When storms have assailed, let it be shed abroad in your heart today. His holy love, even as you sing about it. Holy love that amazes me. Is me. Oh, think about it. Is that he loves me? Is that he loves me, this great elective love, even when this unconditional love I fail. Oh, and he'll never let go. He can't. He won't. Hallelujah. My hand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it makes us feel so grateful to have a God who would love us that way. Oh, who gives us strength to face every circumstance. Who brings deliverance. Hallelujah. Who supplies our every need. On that happy go. What a hope we have in us today. No, he'll never let go of my hand. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you, dear God, from the depths of our hearts. Sing of this great holy love, this amazing grace, this great unconditional covenant. To know you are the unchangeable God. Truly, O God, you've shown to us the immutability of your counsel. You confirmed it by an oath. You brought an end of all strife in our minds. You gave us your great settled peace. You set us upon a rock that we shall not be moved. This and so much more you have done. Oh God, that we might be comforted. That we might not be in a shadow of a doubt that we are your people. It please you to have us to walk, Lord, with this great blessed assurance in our hearts. No wonder the songwriter, when he began to understand, said, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Learning to lean, learning to lean, getting more power than we ever dream. Oh God, let this great work continue to abound within us, that we might grow in faith, grow up in the knowledge of this great grace. Establish, O God, rooted and grounded, settled, perfected, O God, because of the sufficiency of what you have done for us in Christ Jesus. We stand today, dear God, bowing our hearts and worshiping you, because only you, dear Lord, only you could have done this for us. When you reached down your hand for us, to see where you took us from, to see what we were, and to look now and see where you have placed us and what you have made us, to look ahead and see where you have taken us, O God. He said, thanks, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts, Father. We give our lives to you, Lord. We don't want to have no reservations concerning these things. We want to yield and surrender. We might be filled more and more with your goodness. We want to see this goodness and be influenced by it. But dear God, we would so purpose in our hearts not to turn from the right or to the left, but that you would lead us into all of your will. Fill the heart of every brother and every sister with this great desire. Here and in the unseen audience of those throughout the region and across the lands, take every one of your children, our precious, loving brothers and sisters, you have caused us to give birth to, and which continue, dear God, to multiply and replenish because of the life deposited in those who have been birthed, and to see the assemblies growing, and to hear the reports coming back, and to be encouraged by their faithfulness and their stand and their great loyal faith that they have to this word, in this word, and their love for you. May they ever prosper and abound with all of thy richest blessings. Meet every need in their midst and in our midst today. Grant it, Lord. Bless as only you can bless. Work as only you can work. Let there be deliverance. Let people be delivered from the power of indwelling sin that have tried to deform, that have tried to enslave, that have tried, oh God, to keep captive. Let there be such deliverance that the children walk in victory, in liberty, being set free by the power of your divine revelation, as we pray the Spirit will give unction and utterance to minister it in its richness, in its clarity, O God. Let the word be so directed to the places, God, where there is darkness, where there is chains, where there is deformity, where there is fear, where there is doubt, that there would be such a deliverance. Sin would be obliterated in its every form. And faith and strength, power, would move in through the revelation of your Holy Spirit in every heart and every life today. Grant these things, we pray, Father. Our sister Lisa Lett, dear God, with chest pains. God, knowing she's been hospitalized, she's there in the Mount Hope Hospital. But we look to the great hope that we have, the great expectations that we can have because of revealed faith. Oh God, that you are God who keeps your promise and the authority that you have invested in your church. You sent your word and you healed it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we, part of that great ransom church of God, standing here under the precious blood, God, raise up to carry out and fulfill this commission that you gave to your church. We send the word of healing and deliverance to our sister Lisa. May the great angel of God minister the blessing. May you drive away, Lord, every symptom of pain and the cause of that pain, every devil that tried to rub off her health and afflict her. May their grip and power be loose from around the life, the body of your child. May she prosper in health. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ today, for your glory and for your honor. Thanking you in advance, Lord, for all the blessings and all your promise and all that we believe standing here. Let it be ministered now and let it fill the hearts of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his mighty name. You love him this morning?
Yeah.
Happy to be in his house?
Yeah.
Amen. I invite your attention to the book of Genesis. Just been enjoying this little series on Joseph. And it's helping you. I'm trying to speak it in a way more in personal life. The lessons that we can learn of how that seed of perfection was cultivated and grown until that perfection was manifested, until in every way he was a type of Jesus Christ, type of the Spirit-filled church, mystery of the end-time bride, and that seed that God put in you in this hour is being cultivated and you being brought through the same pathway of suffering that you might come into glory, that you will be able to identify and learn and be receive faith and be have settled peace. The God who is the author and the finisher, who is building this great masterpiece of Christ, the true Joseph, in your life, that you can see these things being made actual in your life and your experience, this word becoming personalized in you, that you can see this virtuous life in you. Blessed be his wonderful name. Genesis chapter 41, I don't need all the verses I'm going to read, but I think it's necessary to give a little background, because the way I would like to present it to you this morning, a little inspiration, just read in the end. You know, sometimes something strikes you and one little word, and is not much of a big message, but it's a word that you believe is needy, that if it can be inspired and presented in the light that the Holy Spirit give it, it would certainly help you in your life. I know many of us, we have places that we have struggled with. We have gone through things that have lingered with us and have had negative effects in our life. We hear the word many a time, and we want to be free from it. And yet we seem that we still are chained and shut up under the influence of these things. But how we desire to break free. Like the little eagle in the egg, shut up in a whirl. We want to break free from that to come into a greater realm where we can live and walk in. Sometimes we live that little kind of, you know, little life there. We can't see much express. But then when that eagle break out of the eggshell, well, it was a bigger world. He was in the nest now. And he could see things and experience things he couldn't experience in the eggshell. But when he began to fly off of that nest and see the great mountains and the valleys and the hunt and find his own food in these things and take his place in the bird kingdom at the head of the chain, think of what it was for him. And he looked back to see what he was in that egg. You look back at where your life was. A sinner, knowing the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, wrestling with things in your mind, evil thoughts and carnal desires and different things. And then you come to live and walk in God's presence, being used of God, an instrument. Think of what that is, friends. Think of what that is. But you made a journey to come where you are. You know Cinderella story, it takes suffering and pain, it takes victory, time you're held in darkness, time you live in defeat, time you're chained, time you struggled. But then you overcome. Joseph the overcomer, tested and tried before the promise. Joseph the son of prosperity, Joseph positionally placed with authority, Joseph giving out the corn, amen. Joseph walking in the vision, fulfilling his real purpose, think of what it is, that's you. That's you. You're born for. You believe you're born for a purpose? You believe elected, called, anointed, and placed? You believe God went to fulfill His word for this hour in your life? But one time you was a sinner. Look where you are today. I want to speak this morning on Joseph's Manasseh and Ephraim. Joseph's Manasseh and Ephraim. They meant something in his life. These attributes, those potentials in his life that he had to give birth to. In his journey to this glory. And when you give birth to them, they mark certain places. I believe you have equipment in you that you have to give birth to. That's why God put it in you, because you know what you will meet in life's journey. But it takes certain conditions to give birth to it. But when it gives birth to it, it marks the junction in your life. It marks a place in your life. You know God did something there. Amen. I believe every believer has places like that. Sometimes you through self-discovery things in your life. And you say, my goodness, this was laid inside of me. But look how God brought it out. Think of all that beautiful beauty and fragrance in that little lily, in that seed, down the muck and the mire. But when it comes forth, look what it did. Amen. It could minister something into the world it came up into. Isn't that right? Think of Joseph in the prison, but then think of him in his glory, saving the world. Saving the world. Salvation of Joseph the Savior. This hidden power that was in Joseph that came out. Amen. All these things we are preaching for you in the last few weeks. I trust that you watch it. And for a little subject, I want to take forgetfulness first and then fruitfulness. A lot of people today, they can't forget certain things. Because they can't forget it, they can't move on with God. They can't drop it. They become a slave to it. They become defeated by it. And they can't think above those things. Because it holds the mind captive. And that's why they long for to be fruitful. But they have to forget those things first. And you try to forget it and you can't forget it. But then God can make you forget it. How many promise to wipe away the tears? You wipe away the hurt and the shame. Amen. And it brings joy. And then your heart is so full with joy, you can't even remember those things more. Forgetting the things that are past and reaching forth for the things that are before. Pressing on the upward way. A little message of encouragement today to you. Genesis 41, verse 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, he's out of prison now. The coming out of prison ended the sufferings. The coming out of prison ended the suffering from Genesis 37 to 41 was the years of suffering. From Genesis 41 to 50 was the years of glory. From this first was the suffering and then the glory that followed the suffering. So now he's changing from suffering to glory. The ending of the sufferings. He's now entering into glory. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and as wise as thou. This gift in his life opened up a mystery that was sealed in symbol form. And through that, a plan was revealed how to express himself as Savior. Because by that revelation, he saved those who was going to be destroyed in the famine. If he didn't open that mystery, everybody would die in the famine. But he opened that mystery and revealed famine is coming. He revealed, stored the food. He revealed when the famine comes, you have something to eat. And so he saved lives. If that second fold wasn't open, I just want to inject this here coming to me. We'll be shut up living in a historical part of the message. And in the year 2004, we'll be lukewarm, formal, and powerless, confused, not knowing who we are, with amnesia, and can't face this challenge. You get what I'm saying? A person of unknown language. A living symbol and shadows and types in the Bible. It took the prophetic mind of God to come back around to open those things. To teach further on that truth. And place the bride, show her position, and make her know as she was known. That she could walk and live in this faith. That's yet the Bible. Amen. Glory be to God. That's why he stopped at the 7th verse and never went beyond the 7th verse. Part was left. By until the members of the bride will finish these things. Wait until them sons of God catch the mysteries in the last. Wait until the shepherds find the Messiah. Then you have the messages on the earth. Then you know how to appear. Then watch wise men coming and gifts. Then you can worship him who is come. Amen. Oh, I feel that. Amen. It's so real. That's why you never lose sight of the reality of what is happening. Put value to being here and being in his presence. Pharaoh said to Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee, God had showed thee. He didn't figure it out. He didn't learn it. He didn't try to use his mind. God had showed thee all this. There is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house. And now, and according unto thy word, shall all my people be ruled, if you say. In other words, only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee, place positionally, God had set in the church. I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, change of raiment, change of office, and put a gold chain about his neck. Before that, he was wearing prison clothes, and before that, his feet was in fetters. You get that? Yours coming off. Yours are coming off. Yours is ordained to come off. If you are Joseph, if you are part of the spiritual church in the last days, yours are ordained to come off. It's only 6 inches long. Hallelujah! It's only so much. Your suffering is only so much. You're pointing into your sufferings. You're not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. The light affliction is what? For a moment. Glory. And he made him ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh. And without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. God is getting ready to glorify a bride. His name shall be glorified and be admired in all of them that believe. And he will fulfill the work of fitness with power. The hour is come that this bride is to be glorified, friends. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath Paneah, revealer of secrets. And he gave him the wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the 7 plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. The scene changes. Verse 39 to 46 shows us his being placed by his king and given power after his time of prison was over. Then verse 47 begins to show us the 7 plenteous years. This is the unfolding of the vision he revealed now. God was going to give him corn like never before. To stop. 1962, watch that Joseph of the age, knowing the famine was coming, stopped the food, that in this hour of famine we have something to eat. But he died before the famine fully came. And the storehouse was still closed. But when the famine starts, the stores have to be opened. To bring out a word that can save a people. Because Joseph is Christ. In a one-man scripture and a body ministry. The same Spirit spoke to the prophet, bound to the members, the Spirit will speak to the bride. And what the Spirit said to the prophet is already said in the Bible. Jesus does all three things. Is that right? We get in a place I don't want to go. That is more like prophetic things. We are in personal life here. But that is some background so you can understand better. And he gathered up all the food of 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. All through Egypt, in every city, he had storehouses. In that whole region of Egypt, he had storehouses where that food was. They could eat that same food. Yes! I'm seeing 5-6 different Joseph. I'm seeing Joseph in the Bible in Genesis. I'm seeing dispensational Joseph. I'm seeing age Joseph. I am seeing regional Joseph. I'm seeing local Joseph. I've seen all kind of Joseph here. I don't know if you're where your mind is, but all scriptures give my inspiration. And the same way God with the individual, he deals with the church. The same way God with the church, he deals with the age. The same way God with the age, he deals with the dispensation. Because these are principles in the Bible. They're not history. These principles of God. Christ revealed in his own word who he is, what he is, how he works. That's what I'm looking at. And he gathered up all the food of 7 years, which were, I have a storehouse here from 1980, where food is stored up inside of here. That's right. And those who were born, brother, during the time when that food was coming out, in the years of plenty, in Barataria. Amen. Now they grow up, they go back in the storehouse, and they hear the tape they were dedicated on. They hear the tape that brother they was married on. They hear the tape they was baptized on. And they start to know now, when they're 24, what was preached on is a baby in a quilt. Instead of understand something to know what they're in. If that storehouse wasn't there, that food wasn't stored, that history's gone. They'd have amnesia. Amen. But God preserved the spiritual life. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. After he stopped numbering. Make no sense. Or too much. Amen. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. And until Joseph were born, my text here. And unto Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came. Isn't the Bible beautiful? It specifies. It specifies the birth. It places the birth. After he came out of prison, he get the wife. Then we hear the 7 years of plenty. But before the famine came, 2 sons is coming in there. Potential that was in his loins. Attributes in him locked up. But now to be expressed after being placed positionally, amen, in the plenteous years and before the years of famine, this is coming out of his life. Keep that in mind. That's why I want to preach. Which asking that the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bear unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For God, said he, hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. He said, God made me forget. And not I forget it. I tried to forget it. I prayed to forget it. I tried to shut up my mind. I couldn't do it. But God made me forget it. And this boy marked the place where I no longer is battled by them memories. I could forget that. God wiped it away. I'm no longer tormented and haunted and enslaved by that bitterness of my past. You get what I'm saying? Every one of us need a Manasseh this morning. Every Joseph here need to give birth to a Manasseh. If you can't give birth to your Manasseh, your Manasseh inside of you, And you can't give birth to him unless you can't break through the shackles of your past that have chained you and locked you in the humanistic realm. Because if your heart condemns you, you can't have confidence. If them thoughts fall into you, you can't be free. But if God can make you forget that past, if God can erase that, put tear up that old book, put in this your forgetfulness. Hallelujah! Because when you're placed now, you can't have that old past. Hallelujah! When you're walking now in the reality of your vision, you can't have that old past. When you meet them brothers, you can't have no revenge. Can't have no trying to get back. Have to have divine love. And as long as them thoughts there, you can't forgive. You have hate and bitterness inside of you. Amen! Thank God for Manessa. Amen. Some of you there need to get your Manessa out of you. Amen. Contact your Manessa inside of you. Get your Manessa into expression. Because every Joseph is equipped with that potential. Manessa is when you meet the brothers, there's love and sweetness. Even though what they did him, he forget their toil and their past. In other words, all the troubles he suffered at their hand in his father's house is what it means. And the name of the second son called he Ephraim, for God had caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction, a country where I was designed to be a slave, held in bondage, falsely accused and imprisoned, where I was sold into slavery, and where I was afflicted because of the hardness of my brother's heart and the jealousy and the envy. God turned it, make me fruitful in such a land. The great husbandman, the vine dresser, make me fruitful in a land not designed to become fruitful. A land that was designed for me to perish, and they spoke of me as dead and gone. I wasn't dead and gone. I was dead. Hallelujah! Becoming fruitful! But before I could become fruitful, I had to forget them things first. Because I could display the fruit when the brothers come. You get what I'm saying? If there's people you can have meet and greet and hug and talk genuinely from your heart, you ain't even get Ephraim yet. And you can't get Ephraim until you get Manessa. Manessa is firstborn. Manessa is firstborn. Manessa makes the way for Ephraim to come. Oh, my God, I pray this right here. Hallelujah! Manessa makes the way for Ephraim to come. You can't drop them things. I can never forgive shame. I can never forget that. You know that do me, you know that hurt me, you know I suffered. I can never forget that. God can make you forget it this morning. God, if you're Joseph, God can make you forget that this morning. That in Manessa in Joseph's life, you can forget that this morning. And then watch Ephraim come forth. Watch Ephraim mean doubly fruitful. Because he had fruit all the time. But now became doubly fruitful. To Egypt and his brothers and them. Is that right? Manessa mean forgetting. God caused me to forget. God do two works. He attribute the two works to God. God make me forget. And God caused me to be fruitful. If God can make you forget, and God can cause you to be fruitful, brother, you come from suffering to glory. You have overcome. You're ready for third pole. You're ready for a ministry, place, position. Because a place son must, who learned to be a prisoner, must forget and must be fruitful. Watch, the Spirit fixes the time this happens. But unto Joseph were born two sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, be unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he hath made me forget all my toil, all my troubles, all my father's house. That's his brothers and them, who he suffered at in his father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God had caused me. See, God had made me. God had caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Because had he not caused me in that land of my affliction, I'd just be a bitter person because of what I go through. But that was a place of affliction. But in that place of affliction, I like the lily, I rise up out of the muck of the mud. I might be in the world, but I'm not of the world. Oh, I might come to a sewer, but I can smell like a rose. That's right. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of dearth or famine began to come, according as Joseph had said, and the dearth was in all lands. But in all the land of Egypt, there was bread. Famine started to strike all them little countries round about where Joseph was, where a place under a prophetic vision who had forget and was fruitful was. Think to us. You say talking about yourself. Locally, yes. But not Sylvia Newty's son. Eternal life. Who is Jesus Christ? Who is the Bible? Inside life. Human life is book of life. Let me tell you. If you're in the Lamb section, then you can preach that mystery. If you're in the book of life, you can't preach that mystery. So you had to leave it either in the past or in the future. Because you show you have eternal life. But if you have eternal life didn't come from your father and mother. Eternal life is the identified Christ of all ages and every age in the believer. Run from eternal life, Zoe. In that day, you know, I in you and you in me. What day is this? They're the family. What day is this? They have a perfect church. What day is this? They have the spiritual church in the last days. That's Genesis, there's Revelation. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, now the famine hit Egypt too. The people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Bread was in everybody's thoughts. Everybody was dying without that bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he said to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. Methodist had famine. Baptist had famine. Jehovah's Witness had famine. Every denominational country had famine. Is that right? And then even all them in Egypt had famine too. And the famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened the storehouses. There was stored up food. There was hidden food. That was preserved for that hour. That was to be eaten in that hour. And sold unto the Egyptians, and their famine was sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came unto Egypt to Joseph to buy corn, because that their famine was so sore in all the lands. The Lord bless his word. Have a seat. God had given that food 7 years before. You get what I'm saying? God had given that food during a time of great bountifulness. And though they was eaten from it, it was really designed and intended for when the famine gets severe. The things that we ate down through the years, we're still eating. As it gets more severe. It's amazing to think that God revealed like 7 trumpets all the things in the Bible way 16 years ago. That God opened them vials and things back in 1984 and all them things back there. Think of it. 20 years ago God gave them things back there. It's amazing to think that. But God knowing the hour that is coming, God knowing the conditions, God knowing how it's going to affect people and their life and their existence and the need for sustenance and the place to find it. After a while, everybody knew where the food was. You get what I'm saying? Let me tell you, the hour is here in this region. If they're living in St. Vincent, they don't know where the food is. You live in Grenada? They don't know where the food is. All them cities are a food store. The same food. The same food. Out in St. Kitts have the same food. Out in Dominica have the same food. Stop! They can go in different cities and all stop by a prophetic vision. That's right. And that son had to be placed by God. And that son had to be dealt with to forget. Because think if you stop bitterness. Think if you stop hate and religious politics. When famine comes and people want things to eat and they can't eat a pure word. They eat in all kind of church politics and bitterness and strife and preaching down one another and different things. He was thinking of storing up food to save life and to keep people healthy and go through a difficult time. Why is many dying today? What they feeding on? What they feeding on? Because Paul says people preach the gospel for all kind of reasons. I always say, have discernment of spirit. This pulpit, you don't hear it talking about this church and that church and this and fight and pull up. You know, sir, is that too much of food here? It's food, 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 and more food. Food so bountiful you can't keep up with it. You're drunken in food. Because it outnumber. Like the sand of the sea. After I say, give me a little, you get locked off after someone 10 minutes in service. Yes, so much in 10 minutes. You get kind of locked off. Because why? It's coming too fast and too much. But his years are plenty. His years are plenty. And the king over the whole kingdom was directing people who was asking the king for food. He was directing them who to go to and where to go to find the food. Man said, Brother Bram, he said, I went to a Billy Graham meeting. You know, they tell him to repent, they tell him to baptize me. He said, then after a while, I found it so fundamental. He said, I'm going to our Lord's place. He said, you know, I went there. But then after, you know, they kind of shake me and jerk me and rule me and everything else. He said, but then after, you know, I dreamt I was coming to this church. And I was coming here. He said, I saw a bride and a groom coming out. And he said, there was you. And I come to this place. He says, what it was, you're coming into the bride. God was directing the man. The man wanted something more. And God was directing the same way he directed the possum. Shunda was so real. Look where the sperm was coming through the body. I mean, Friday night. That God knows where to direct his servants and where to direct the people to his servants in the Bible. That's right, that's God. That's God in the Bible. And so you look at these things, it gives you confidence. We're not saying this in a way to glorify no person, glorify no church. You know, I don't believe that kind of thing, I don't preach that kind of thing. But I have to say these things to bring truth to scripture and the ways of God. And that's the focus. And because, you see, I if I'm sent to you and this is the place God me to preach, you got to preach from. And then who come here, if you say God bring you here, God bring you to hear this word here. Then that will be your own testimony, because no man can come to the Father and draw him. And since nobody came and campaigned around your house and politic you, then something in your heart led you here. And if you stay here, that's your own decision. Because here it has no spirit apostle like nobody. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is there, as you search the scriptures, then we see the mystery of eternal life. But that's what the scripture holds, eternal life. From Genesis 1 to 22 is eternal life. An eternal God, an eternal purpose being revealed in Christ. And so as we look at these things, we see this thing unfold. So I'm speaking of Joseph's Manasseh and Ephraim. Because Manasseh and Ephraim wasn't just two sons of the flesh. These two sons of the flesh had spiritual identification to Joseph. Because he called this one that name because he said, God make me forget. This child in this season is my sign that God make me forget. His coming bring a wiping away of all my bitter past and my fears and all the things I struggle with. And I tried to forget, and I couldn't forget, and I needed God to make me forget. I needed God power to forget. And I want you to see that these things don't come through human ability. He looked, he said, God caused that. God sharp knife. God said, God love. Cover a multitude of sins. God blood obliterate that and break up everything. God's spirit come down and move my spirit back and take over and do that. He said, that is Manasseh. When I think of Manasseh, I think of God making me forget my troubles, my pressures, all my toil. God make me to forget the totality, all the totality of my troubles. It means the totality of the mischief from those belonging to my household. Because my father's house, he was part of his father's house too. His brothers were part of his father's house. But that's where he found a lot of his enemies. His most bitter enemies was in his father's house. I have people in the world love me. I have old friends back in the world, and I should be a sinner back there. But they won't let nobody do me nothing. They just leave me in the room. They say, leave that man alone. They call me wherever I go. Brothers who pass through the church even superficially in sin today. But I have people in the message who profess to serve God and love God and man of God and everything. But they'll rejoice the day I die or something evil happened to me. You know what I'm saying? Only because of a word God gave me to speak. That I have no doing with. I can't see this for myself. If I can see this for myself, I have some of the least ability. I want the most uneducated ministers have. As far as education goes. God went to maybe one of the best schools. But God has designed a man's life and given him failures in certain places, not to make him shame, but to let other people know that that's not man, that's God. I'd be proud as a dropout of school. I wish I'd do better in school. Because that could influence my children to be bad in school. You know what I'm saying? So, the thing is now, when you look and you see how many a time God does things, because people can say, "You went, which university you went to?" And then they get shocked when they realize he's a dropout of school. And they say, "What kind of books are you reading to get these things?" And you know, they go through all kinds of things. And I realize they're trying to figure out where it's coming from. The mind can't tell them. It's God, it's a channel of God. It's a servant of God. It's God's grace. It's God's love. For God's love he gave. Because when they look at you and size you and figure God can't love you too much. But God loves all his children the same. He might not bless us all the same, but we are blessed in a certain way. When I say blessed, I mean gifted, like for the work we call for. He did every man the measure for that man, but all the measures the same quality. We all have the one Holy Spirit. But the one called for a little work, one called for a big work. One go to more suffering than others. One go to more persecution than others. For different things. What God wants to tell through their life. So sometimes you envy a person, you better envy the amount of persecution they're getting too. Envy that nobody is saying anything about you too. Envy that going to pull you down the same way too. Then you can feel okay. You know what I'm saying? Because without that, this can't come. That is driving you to God. That is getting the presence of God. That is making you want to walk close to God. Because you know there's so much power around you and to pull you down. You don't want to be shorter than you're full of arrows and full of scars. That's why sometimes I preach. You think I enjoy preaching sometimes? I hate my preaching maybe more than some of you. You know why? Because sometimes I find it a little rough. I find it a little hard. I find sometimes I should be softer. I try to be a different kind of man. But you know what happened, so? What happened to you? When people beat you up every day for years and pull it down and can't say nothing good about you, it's not easy. You're always living to defend yourself. You're like, watch this. You're like a man of war, like Joshua. Whose side you're on? Talk fast. He ain't quick to hug up everything. You talk to people in a way to check them out. You shake them sometimes to see if the devil sent them or God sent them. Then people walk away and find, he's rough, he's this way. But they don't understand. They don't walk in my shoes. I ain't planning to hurt people. I love people. But look at me out there, burnt up in the sun, going among people, brother, who preach against me, try to destroy me. And we go and wedding. In. They don't even want to go for their own people. Climbing the sun day and night. Day, it was not on night, you can't say day and night, but in the day. Come back in the night and you're tired. And get up early in the morning and go again. You get what I'm saying? And if you only knew, with all of that, all the ministers in our meeting and say, you, until you realize I is the problem. You know, I caused I find to come and be there. You know, when I went to try to help, everybody afraid. Because the feel like get wrong there, you know, they assess the damage. Why are you putting that man's hand? He'll come and meet the people, and when he meet the people, he'll seduce the people and pull the people out over in the church. And this one, and I sit down there. That's why Canada come down, you know. I enforce. I say, send a man on the ground. I don't have to go through that. Come and see for yourself. And stop listening to telephone calls up there. I want to come and see for yourself. And hear my brother Felix. That's what produced testimony. You think it's something nice produce that testimony? They saw where the truth was, where the fruit was, where the word was, and they saw who was burned up in the sun. And they saw who was using our own money to go four times while people sit down there. And that was the first time, 2 months after, so I'm now going to see some of the people in the own church who I was blown away. So when you see that type of thing, you realize sometimes you speak in a certain way. Somebody don't know. You see, I don't talk this thing in church. Nobody can do talk in church. A lot of you know very little about me in certain ways. Because I don't talk about them things in church. Because you preach your word, that produces much confusion. Much maybe I talk to myself. But people outside, you say, you are going on the truth, and this and that. And they talk all kinds of things. And that's what the brother was saying, 90% of his mind, he asked me things. I said, brother, let me tell you something. I said, like I told you other minister, I said, 20 years of tape inside there. It always had people always have free access. See? Go and hear and see if I use my pulpit to preach against people over the years. I said, no way. You can't find it. I don't have that kind of spirit. And that's one of the things I guard the most in my life and ministry, that. Amen. That's why that brother should be around me, see. But I'm strong battled. And then I come in and preach. Next morning, a few hours after, and I go in the pulpit and not a word about them things has come out. Brothers who travel with me over the years, brothers who are around me here, they know that. And sometimes they come and be thinking, well, I'll talk about some of that. But I'll shut away completely. Because that is not sheep food. The commission is take this dog food and feed the bride. Feed my sheep and feed my lambs. That's why sometimes when you take a person to a little walk and a little tour of what really went on, it has wake up a lot of people. Because they sit down in a church sometimes with their own little idea and their own little fabrication in their mind what they think it is and has been. And they kind of figure maybe a big church, you know, stand up and kind of play yourself because pride and so on. But it's not that, friends. But you think pride will go there and burn the hearts of all the people who are going to be in the church? Who criticizing you? And spend your own money to go and do it too? And then sit down there and meet him and ain't want nothing to do with you? And then turn around and try to blame you that they didn't go to visit the people and they didn't do certain things because the way you come and try to, you know, present the thing. I said, laugh. I did children. Sure. And that's what we're saying. When we do go to meet some of the people in these churches, Brother Finn, I was in Barataria so much years ago. But I remember when you come and preach in this church. Oh my,
Look at you, kind of get a little old now, and I'm only a young boy standing there. And all the people are so elated. It's like they remember. But when that word had come among them too, it was to build up their faith, to push them to Christ, to bring them to know this Christ. Sure, that is not an easy thing. That is cut and slice. That is strip. That is empty out people. Because how could you come to Christ without word of the emptying you out? How could you have power without circumcision? A word of the circumcising you. It's unknown in Bible. So the thing is, when you look now, you realize, no, we're faced with things. And I wish I was a sweeter person. You know, I think I'm sweet, but I wish I was sweeter. You know what I mean, you know? Nice, how you going? Time and talk all day with this one. Go by this one here. But the prophet says, I ain't called to be that kind of thing, you know? But the thing is, you have to know who you're connected with. And then you know, I post my motive, my objective, my attitude, and you sort of see in the heart. And that's why a wife does know a husband. We talk, yeah, he talk. He hear me. Watching you see 5 minutes after. You know what I'm saying? She knows. She lived with him, Sharon. And that's why church should know. Called to know them who live among you. Because this is all hell is against this truth. How do you do all hell? No, you had to first see all hell. Not just quoting the book and where you book it from. You had to see all hell. And you had to see all hell trying to paralyze this truth. And you had to see where the truth get paralyzed. What kind of church is producing? You know what I'm saying? And people don't realize the reason the devil's camp is way here is because of the way the world is here. And they don't realize that the reason a lot of places end up in doing the message is because they don't have that kind of word and that kind of ministry there. Because someone that furthered their own reputation, someone that established themselves in the people, someone that appeared to be so sweet and nice and so caring and interesting, but half the time they're seducing people, manipulating, politicking people. That's right. You have to know that word when it comes there. Is it just somebody flipping a page and trying to throw something out at you when you come to service? I know that man who with me for God, that man is studying, that man is spending all time in God's presence. That man realized he had to preach Sunday, so he kind of looks at the Bible, find a little thought, and kind of recycle a lot of stuff. But where that word coming, you realize where that word coming from. You should realize that word is fresh all the time. You should realize what it takes to wait there before God to get that friends. Then you should realize what God given and designed for you. Then you should see how God really seen you as a individual, as a church collectively. To want to put somebody in chains and handcuff and imprison them and shut them up. To keep you fed well. To keep you moving on with God. To keep you living victorious. And that's why, you know, watch and see the ones who, when they turn that down, watch and see where their portion is be. Because they sit there and they never know what they sit around. You think all the people want to stone Moses and criticize him and they didn't know who Moses was? Even though God prepared that birth and God protect that life and God raised that life and how God beat that over 40 years in the wilderness. You think they want to stone and criticize every 2 minutes and do that movement complain? No, there was a wrong something. They never knew what there was a wrong. They were so selfish in their own life. All they can see is themselves and what they want and how they feel should be and everything else. And they can't see what God is doing. You have to grow up, man. I'm talking like a church who should be grown up here. Because a church that is not grown up here, tell me how they can be commissioned to do our work. Find the Bible where God has sent babies and children to go and do work. It's unknown of in the Bible. God loves them, nourish them in the breast. Who shall teach doctrine? Them that are weaned. Weaned! Meat belongeth to who? Them of full age. That's Bible, friends. So to get a church there, look what a church has to come to walk in the word. And that's why when I say church, I don't mean people on that roof. I don't want stones cut and cemented with a rock confession and a body built, a spiritual house built up. That got the tabernacle. That's right. A vine that's been pruned. That's why it's fruitful. You find an unpruned vine that is fruitful. Show me one. It's unknown. The purging of the branch make it do what? Bear much fruit. You have to know Bible principles. When you know the Bible principles, that's why you say, we are God's husbandmen. You are God's husbandry. You are God's cultivated field. You see a man break a fallow ground, how can that be? With a knife and fork. But in today's world, it's not a battle. You understand what I'm saying? To bust that ground. I know what that ground was? Man heart. To do what? Plant that seed to get a form of rain. To start a crop growing. Bible, friends. Apostolic teaching. Apostolic church. I'm preaching apostolic doctrine here. I'm quoting what Paul and him say in the Bible. Root up and plant. Break down and bear. What is happening? God wants to grow in people's lives. God wants to build a house. He could tabernacle and walk in people and live in people. God have no other plan for this age than that. Man wants to build organization, get a program, have this day and that day and this day and celebrate everybody's birthday and, you know, to give everybody, a little child who lose a tooth, you know, a lollipop or something and, you know, do all kinds of things to promote things and in human ways that catch people in the spirit realm and kind of make them feel loved and cared for. But I know a deeper love than that kind of love. I know a love that will tie your soul to God and His Word, that brother, no matter what comes what may, what shall separate us from this love of God that's in Christ Jesus? No famine, tribulation, persecution, peril, sword, no nothing to separate you from that. Why? Because you come into something that is genuine, not some human program that put in your spirit and kind of, you know, woke you up in your mind and these things. No, you have something that when somebody really testing you and provoking you, but you're not easily provoked. You know what I'm saying? Somebody can endure all things. Somebody can believe all things. Somebody can hope all things. Somebody don't behave itself unseemly. Somebody don't think evil. You get what I'm saying? That's it, friends. See, that's my portion. That's my portion. I have to preach that way. I'm designed to preach that way. For the work He called me to do. Every man designed to preach the way God made him to preach. To do the work He's called to do. And every man who is employed as a faithful employee in the master's service, he works unto his master. Because his employment and his reward come from his master, and his gifts, his equipment come from his master, for his master's people, the way, because the master owns all. And he has to keep seeing what the master's want. And what the master says is right here in this way. This is the voice of the master. This is the plan of the master. This is the will of the master. And here we are. Forgetfulness first, and then fruitfulness. Joseph, in that hour, think of it. It was a hard time for this boy. Let's go to Genesis 49 and read a little portion there I read when I was preaching on the fruitfulness. Joseph being a fruitful boy. I want to get back there because Ephraim spoke of the fruitfulness and Manasseh spoke of the troubles in the father house. And watch the prophetic eye of Jacob reviewing the past of Joseph and pronouncing future blessing. He is reviewing Joseph's past. He's pronouncing future blessing upon him. And the same spirit that was in the father was the same spirit that was in the son Joseph. And the same way the spirit make Joseph understand what if Manasseh was in his life, what Ephraim was in his life, watch the same spirit in the father identify back with the same experience and revelation. Because one prophet can contradict the next one. And the Holy Spirit, if he gives something there and call it God caused that, the Holy Spirit can come and deny that afterwards. You get that? So when a person has a genuine experience, say, God show me and God tell me. That's why I'll be leery of that today. Everybody is wanting to quick to say, God say and God say and God tell and God show. And then 2 months after or 2 years down the road, they can't quote back that. They don't understand that no more. And that's a temporal God talking temporal things. But when you have the eternal God talking the eternal truth, that is good for all eternity. And that's why people who say God say, there's no to be quiet. And they don't want to say that for showmanship or to impress people. They want to know that that's the Holy Spirit in their heart saying those things. Because otherwise they mislead people too. They cause people to trust in a lie. Now watch. Genesis 49, verse 22. He had blessed 10, he had come to the 11th one to bless him. Joseph is a fruitful bow. Even a fruitful bow bow well. Oh my. You look at him and he's seen his fruitfulness. He's a fruitful bow, even a fruitful bow. Double fruitfulness. Double fruitfulness. That's what effort means, double fruitfulness. By a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him. He's looking back at his past. The archers have sorely grieved him. And shot past tense at him. And hated him. This is after he revealed himself to his brothers. This is all in the Father's presence now. This is all being blessed by the Father. And this is all dealt with and done with as far as Joseph is concerned. After the Father died, the brothers still had that little complex. But watch. But this is the Father speaking. And he's speaking with double fruitfulness. And then he said, they go to the archers of sorely grieve him and shot at him and hated him. Well, you look back in Joseph passed from 37 to 48. Who shot at him? Who grieved him? Who was the archers? The brothers of the Father household. Is that right? Because 49 is reviewing 37 to 48. In chapter 49, the Father is present reviewing his life from 37 to 48. And the Holy Spirit had to speak it even though the brother's there. Because sins forgiven and done with can be told and can be spoken of without people getting in trouble. They're not supposed to get in trouble. And a person knows if God has freed me and brought that out, if I've spoken of, nobody trying to make me look bad. How many know about that? He said, yes, and Lyle was in the man's bedroom with the man's wife, and the husband coming down the corridor with a double barrel shotgun. He said, Lyle, is that how the story went? And you have to jump through the window. Yes, that was Lyle, yes. He is not trying to humiliate Lyle. He's trying to glorify God. And Lyle know he's bringing that to make a point because Lyle know he loves him. But Lyle know the Bible does tell man good and man bad. It didn't just say David killed Goliath and David is a good king and David write all the nice psalms. It said David planned to take the man's wife too. God will tell everything. But some people now, they get blow up like a frog sometimes but anything mentioned about what they used to do. You get what I'm saying? Now, if things mention a bad, negative way, you know that person has a wrong motive. But then, if we are part of the Bible, then that's the Bible. The Bible is a book of truth. Because God writes every man's mistake and failures to do what? Not reveal the man, to reveal Christ. The book is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Watch. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength. And his arms of his love were made strong. He had arrows of love. They had arrows of bitterness and jealousy. And they were shooting them fiery darts of the devil. But he had a breastplate. He had a shield to quench them fiery darts of faith. He could rise up into God's, in that realm and see God's purpose and say, no, God send me. He could see the bigger picture. You getting that? Now, I want to get your heart now and your mind now in a place because I'm speaking directly to the inside man now. I want to come down here because this was supposed to be a little exhortation right in a little place here to say, to stimulate the desire for you to bring forth your Manasseh so you could have your Ephraim if you are Joseph. You can't be Joseph without Manasseh and Ephraim. They are part of the drama. They are part of the mystery. And it was two things God did in bringing Joseph to fruitfulness and fulfilling his will. And Manasseh and Ephraim was junction. It was marked there. That's been a big change in his life. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. How did the mighty God of Jacob made him strong, that he could abode in this strength, and instead of firing back fiery darts to defend himself and attack them back, he said, "No, I forgive you." He said, don't even grieve over what you did to me. He said, that was God to save life. You get what I'm saying? God make him forget. God had make him forget. The God of Jacob make him forget. Didn't Jacob go through experience with Esau? And all I hear is Esau will kill him. But how did Jacob face Esau? Hallelujah! Joseph was in was with Jacob that time. When Joseph was born, he went back to the land. Joseph was designed to go back to the land of his fathers. What have we seen? Seed, life, traits. What you're born of. What seed you're born of. Look what Jacob was. Hear how this is prophetic. It's a prophetic blessing on the sons. He said, the archer shot at you, but you are both strong. You have a bow too. He said, your bow. A bow in strength. Their bow shot at you, but your bow abode in strength. And this strength your bow abode in was by the hand of the God of Jacob. Why the God of Jacob the heir? How did Jacob experience his bow becoming strong? Because, in other words, a man just preach what he experienced. Jacob blessing him in terminology familiar to Jacob, an experience that revealed his God in Jacob's life. You read a book and recite it to other people. That's the God in you, the way in you that God. All his life, a big part of his life. They were fighting from the womb. They came out fighting. He was holding his heel. They fought there. And then the revenge of Esau. And the big high part where Jacob became Israel was what? When he met God. When he met God. Because God had a plan for his life. And he the thing he feared, he had to come back and face. The thing he ran from, and got a shot of his life, like many of us, run from a lot of things, shut it up to our life, trying to bring it up, trying to bury it in the past. Have you been catching where these messages have been going? Have you been catching what God wants to do to this assembly? Have you been understanding what God wants to do in the lives of individuals whom you have called here? Have you understood how he's showing you the road to coming to this power and to manifest this blessing? It has to do with your subconscious, has to do with your memory, has to do with things back in the past, yeah. Because your life ordained to come to a certain way. Your pathway of suffering was to bring you to a place of glory. Every experience in your life has been a link in the chain of your life, has been a building stone in the building up of that life to the place God ordained it to be. Your whole life has been the history of a plant sown and cultivated until it bear fruit. Every chapter of your life is a measure of experience where a certain thing was accomplished in that life, where you had to be taught life lessons to take the position that you're born for. So that when you live your life, you ain't just living your life like a Trinidadian. No. What is the message? It struck you and started to reveal to you about your soul, because after that time you're living your body. I am my father's son. I am this here. I am from Trinidad. I live down here. We have this. We have that. You feel secure because we have money in the bank. You feel you are poor because you have education. You feel you have different things like that. You get what I'm saying? But when the message met you, it tell you that's temporal. The outward man perish. That come by sin and death. But you have a new birth. The inside man contact the real father. That's your purpose. The real you is not the body. The real you is the soul. That's part of God's word for the age. Then you start to live not outside life, you start to live inside life. Not in the book of life, human life, that come by sex, but you start to live, but a divine life. Deity, the deity part of you. That come by a new birth, that come by election and predestination, that come by foreknowledge. instead of grow dear. And down through the years, as you're coming to church and you're hearing the word, and the word placed on and showing your age, and your time, and your season, and showing the plan, how it started with Adam, and how it unfolded down through the Bible, through the fall and these things, through the coming of Jesus, the new creation, through the church age and the seven seals, and then bring you now to the bride and the bride age. You start to see now where you fit in the plan of God. You start to understand the time you live in. You start to know what to be focused to in this age. You start to talk about overcoming your life growing up now. You're not a church member no more. You're not talking about religion and man-made religion no more. You're talking about association with God, walking with God, led by God, empowered by God. There you don't make excuse. There you don't move and complain. There you don't evade things. Something come, Lord, what is that? What are you trying to show me? How should I handle that? Show me where that is in the Bible. Oh God, I'm going to church today. Send a word for me. Give me the light. Let you be a lamp on my feet. Let me have the understanding. I'm at a place here. I need an absolute. The time I sold to Lord. You're living the air. Is that right? You understand me clear now? Good. My.
Destroy this. Who God is among you? You need to run for it.
And these people took hand and are selfish and jealous and envious.
Amen.
They were blind to see God's
working.
And today God set up this system in the family to bring blessing to the family. Because that's what that looks like. Christ, he came on his own,
He
allowed God's plan to bring salvation to our world in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And allowed God to set up the flesh. And God to set up the flesh. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, but they conspire subtly to kill him. That's the whole world for our sin. He doesn't have to save the whole world.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Sisters, is not that church, is not these ministers, is not flesh and blood. The trap is to hold you in the humanistic realm and keep you in defeat because you're walking by sight. But my plan is to raise you up of the humanistic realm in the realm of revelation to look to the unseen.
Because I am working all this together for God. Coming out of this, so you're battling. You think you're shuttling in prison here. But you watch and see that putting you in prison is to build some character. Yes. It teach you full dependence.
Yeah.
That man forgetting you there is the teaching of the trust in the flesh of man.
Yes.
I will make the king come looking for you. No, I am going to create a need upon all Egypt. They're going to search all Egypt. They don't have a man to solve this problem. And I'm going to bring the very king right down to your very place to get you out of there. And he's calling you to give you a favor. He's calling you because they need your help.
Hallelujah.
He's calling you because they need your help. And there's no one in the kingdom who can do this.
Yeah.
And in that way, I'll glorify myself. In that way, I will show how my world will stand regardless. A kingdom, regardless of family, regardless of officials, regardless of institution, regardless of government. My world will stand when I speak it. When I return from the void. Right. Eight. So God shall give him revelation to break, take the chains off the mind. Because when people get hurt and they start to suffer pain and they start to experience rejection and they are ridiculed and humiliated for no cause that they did or they knew nothing to warrant that and they felt they see is injustice and you even get the system in a crooked trial with no evidence and all kind of fabricated lies, shut up a man in prison. And hold him there. Because our official knowing the adulterous wife, he can't go and say, my wife have that adulterous spirit on she. I know she's chasing the boy for a long time now.
No.
Yeah, a safe face.
Yes.
And let that boy suffer in prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I don't hear about he after that part of the story.
Yeah.
He's got no after that part of the story. Because he prospered under that boy.
Yeah.
He prospered under that boy.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Understand this. Your life is not an ordinary thing. That's why God put some of the smallest and minutest of details in the Bible about human life. Look how you did Friday night, and the Bible tells you even. You can visualize Philip stand up there and gaze at. You can visualize the man reading the Bible in the chariot, but the Bible via Zoom. The Bible tells you what the man is reading.
Amen.
The Bible will submit you to the verses that the man
spoke. Hallelujah.
And who shall defend generation?
Amen.
And you learn like a sheep, not before you shut your mouth. The Bible will assure you, the Bible will submit you to the man
spoke. Amen.
God's authority.
Amen.
To show you how precise God is.
Yeah.
How precise God is.
Amen.
Forget God. Forgetting your past. There is some things that we need to forget.
Amen.
They are very, very easy to forget.
Amen.
And the reason many of us can't forget certain things is because we have become so scarred and complex over these things and these incidents and these unpleasant things that from that day that makes us have to live different.
Yeah.
We have a different attitude. And we grow in that for years.
Yeah.
And we don't realize how we become hardened to some of those things.
Yeah.
And we get callous.
Yeah.
And some people, brother, we see a certain way. And we hold them a certain way.
Yeah.
And when there's no space a certain way. Yeah. And we deal with them a certain way.
Yeah.
What about ministry? A double fruitfulness.
Yeah.
And they're coming to double fruitfulness. God is saying, you're coming to double fruitfulness. You have to come here.
Amen.
You're going to come in here.
That
double fruitfulness.
Amen.
In this hour.
Yes,
so go to that second chariot. Take the lies!
Amen.
And proved it was so when the brothers came.
Amen.
Hear how he's talking. He said, you ain't doing nothing. God sent me.
Yeah.
God called for the family.
Yeah.
God waited. He's talking from here.
Yeah.
You want to say, all this good, all this good, all this. When he mentioned the soldier slavery, he was just letting them know, like what you all did.
Yes.
You all too was part of the drama.
Yeah.
It's sorry I didn't get a starring role. But it's good that you by election.
Yeah.
He and bride.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a role. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Right.
You get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
He found it difficult to think about them brothers and them. The toil of his father's house, the land of his affliction.
Yeah.
I come in here, they put me on a block and chain, they grease me down. And man, haggling over price, what they want to pay for me. And the merchant and them exposing me all over and turning me around, trying to show me worth and my value. And they all bring down God's gift. And here was the savior of the world standing there. Pilate judgment hall. I said, I have power, don't you know? I have power to set you free or kill you. He said, you have no authority.
Amen.
And they laugh at me. Look at me. Get on the cross. Come down now, we believe you. I said, I mock him and ridicule him. He endured the cross.
Amen.
He despised the shame.
Hallelujah.
He endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. And how did he do it? By looking to the joyous. He rose up and looked beyond that and see the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. See Abel with that slain lamb. See Moses with that slain lamb. And he knew all down that what his life meant for the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where are we living our life?
Hallelujah.
What are we free from?
Glory.
What depth of work God did in us and want to do for us even now?
Amen.
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 You need a man. Every Jew has a man.
God has saved me to forget.
God has caused me to forget.
Hallelujah.
I want to say I have my minister.
Hallelujah.
I have no hate, I have no resentment, I have no bitterness. But I stand here, not a hypocrite, I can say I pledge to love all my brothers and sisters, to love my enemies, to pray for men who despitefully use me, to call my people against me, and persecute me. Jesus, teach us how to keep things out of our subconscious mind that want to get a hold of us and control us and enslave us and shut us up with bitterness and defile many, putting a root of bitterness inside of them. But God said, I'm a Nessa. Forget that.
Yeah.
And now you forget what they do and you see what God intended.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah.
You forget what they do and you see what God intended.
Yeah.
It pleased God to bruise him and put him to grief. Because that's how the masterpiece gets made. Man! When that happened, he began to see and accept, and not know it by quoting a scripture, he began to see God work that for good. He began to accept, and no argue, and no debate, and no change that stand, and no believe that now, and tomorrow you go back and argue again, and then fight up when you see the brothers?
No.
He believed. And he accepted that is God's wisdom. That my life, he's the potter, and he knows revolution the wheel, and he knows exactly how long in the oven, and he knows intends to make the heat, because he knows the work he prepared me to do.
Hallelujah.
You see, he struggled with it. Joseph knew, I don't want them seeds in my heart.
Amen.
You don't, Joseph, you don't want those seeds in your heart.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
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 You have pulled up every root.
Yes.
Every time you try to conceive, your mind battles. You know the mind battles rage? You know somebody against you? You know people planning for you? You know people still can't think about you? You know people destroy you? And your mind wants to get into the defensive gear. On the counter-attack!
Yes.
And then he say, laugh at it.
Yeah.
Like he tell me, laugh at it. Accept you had to get beat up.
Yeah.
That take away all the fight back.
Yeah.
You all see my Manessa, you know?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Manessa, you all see my Manessa. Yeah. After I hold that book, yes, how many read this book? I say everybody read this book.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I say everybody read this book. If that is me, go ahead. We had a good time together. I put myself, God, I'm not going to fight this. I'm not going to defend this. I lived for 25 years on a cross, day and night, trying to be true, never stand up in my pulpit. And they use that to ridicule and say, I do this. Like if I come to deceive the whole world. They say, they try to identify me as Satan Superman in the book. The great deceiving ministry, God, to deceive the world. Chief of the police, Satan, son of. But right there, my Manessa, I was reciting all the time. And after I preach on Joseph, a fruitful bow, by the way. After when they start that, as I get fruitful in Tobago, as I get fruitful in Grenada, as I get fruitful in St. Vincent, as I get fruitful in Dominica, and St. Kitts, as I get fruitful.
Amen.
Because you know why? He made me a boat strong. You have your Manessa inside of you.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You have your Ephraim inside of you.
Amen.
You can't bring Ephraim before Manessa.
Sure.
A lot of people trying to bring Ephraim before Manessa.
Yeah.
You have to bring Ephraim after Manessa.
Amen.
We say Manessa is what? Firstborn.
Amen.
Firstborn.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Manessa is firstborn.
Amen.
Bake a cake first.
Yeah.
Bake the cake first.
Yeah.
Then watch the cruise. You feel.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Remember, I got a close here. Be careful. Barely no scratching. Naomi, bitterness.
Yeah.
But she had a bitter time. Out of the will of God, went down here, yes. Had to regret the decisions. Look what it caused. Marlon died, Chilean died, Elizabeth died.
Amen.
She bereft of his sons. And so they say, don't call me Naomi Pleasant, call me Mara.
Yes.
Brother, sometimes that bitterness of disappointment, that bitterness of bad decisions, that bitterness that brings grief and pain of going, getting out of the blessing of God, out of the bounds of the word, where God plants you and puts you, that lack of faith when circumstances come and run down where you hit that bread, walking by sight. Pay the pain for those things. But brother, God wipe away that.
Hallelujah.
Dear Ruth, come home.
Hallelujah.
And say, you know who feel I was in there? A man named Boaz.
Hallelujah.
And the man give me favor, and the man tell me so. He said, I wipe it away.
Yeah.
And when she held that baby in her hand, brother, she was rejoicing.
Yeah.
When Ruth come back with that 6 barley measures.
Hallelujah.
By the time I preach over her, she was going from a high to a high to a high.
Yes.
God is making her forget the bitterness.
Amen.
But what did he tell her? He is more to you than what? 10 sons.
Amen.
This Obed is more to you than 10 sons.
Amen.
Oh my!
Amen.
Think for it. Look at Hannah. With all she persecution and different things. But she prayed. And she prayed. And she cried.
Amen.
And she kept it there. And so, but she went through a hard time.
Yeah.
She was bitter.
Amen.
But she was trying to pull up that roots all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And then one day at the altar.
Hallelujah.
But she got something that God wiped away all our past. She could forget that.
Amen.
She could forget that. God make her to forget all that toil and all that mischief and all that trouble when she hold that child.
Sorry.
Different. Look at Ruth, grief and pain. A young girl coming to marriage, then disappointment, husband die and go.
Amen.
Home get lonely.
Yes, sir.
Have now to make a decision to leave father and mother and country and everything else. Because God come upon you and you can't sit without God down here. And you have a decision to make, you gotta go without God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because you see that God even shall chasten his own people.
Yeah.
By being in that place.
Yes.
And you know you can't say, well, you know you have to put up all sticks and walk by faith now.
Amen.
And you have to come into obedience.
Yes.
But a conviction starts to get deep.
Yes.
She said, treat me not to leave thee.
Yes.
Because by faith I take a hold from the inside.
Yes.
Some of you don't go deep enough. And by faith don't take a hold. You come there, you do it right. You see it. But to drop the things.
Yes.
And forget those things. And God here, with the Holy Spirit, wants to put that strength inside and say, you can do it.
Amen.
Do it.
Amen.
Obey him. Drop it. Watch Ephraim come right after.
Hallelujah.
Watch the double fruitfulness come after.
Yes. Yes.
And watch the glorification of that. He said, go tell my father you've seen it with all the glory inside of Egypt.
Yeah.
Happen when? Before the days of famine get severe. It happened during the time of plenty. While the corn was coming in abundance. While God poured all our revelation. God is showing you. God is showing you. Zaphinat Panea. It's not just to reveal secrets. It's to forget to.
Amen.
And become fruitful too.
Amen.
A lot of people want to explain the types and shadows.
Yeah.
And we want to explain the symbols.
Yeah.
We want to talk the revelation part of the world.
Yeah.
But they're giving up and they're dropping.
Amen.
Zaphinat Panea, Manasseh, and then Ephraim.
Yes.
Forgetfulness first.
Amen.
Then fruitfulness.
Amen.
Yeah. Joseph had the two. He had forgetfulness and fruitfulness. He had Manasseh first born.
Amen.
Make the way for Ephraim to come.
Hallelujah.
When the brothers came, there was no bitterness.
Amen.
There was nothing remembering and with the doing and they humiliate men and do back for them.
Yeah.
I don't know, no, I'm power, no, I ain't the old boy again no more. No, no. But if you love them, you love them so much more now.
Amen.
If he I believe what God has shown him back there, he believes too much more now.
Amen.
You're born and dealt with you. God has dealt with you.
Hallelujah.
God gave deliverance. And when that deliverance is able to pull on the strongholds. Can you pull on your strongholds this morning? Of reasoning.
Amen.
I'm telling you can't do that. And they will laugh at you. What it is for you is they laugh at you.
That's right.
You have seen God plan for Joseph in the world.
That's right.
You have seen plan for the perfect life, the beloved life, the reflection of Christ in the world for this day.
Amen.
What proves the book of Genesis, the seed of the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
That the same life had did that, had resurrection from.
Amen.
Bury the bones there. That the same life.
Hallelujah.
He didn't have revelation of the mysteries. He could forget.
Yeah.
He could forgive.
Amen.
But he could cover his sins with love. Cover our multitudes. Didn't David do the same? When Saul was pushing him?
Yeah.
Shoot arrow, javelin, constantly. Yes. And David said, touch my God alone.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Saul and Jonathan, stronger than lions, swifter than eagles. Later he spoke in Gath, published in the Quran. When they dig back up the bones, he can still find something more to do when he's on his farm. Dig back up the bones, he's going to bury him. God from stage to stage to stage, and they should have nothing to have against all opposition.
Yeah.
God wipe it away.
Hallelujah.
Without that, that's not too perfect.
That's true.
You have your heart, that thing in your heart to condemn you.
Amen.
It has a little level in there. It's a level in the lump.
That's right.
And if your heart can make that confidence for God, you better speak and don't doubt in your heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
True.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And he says, if you could forgive seven times a day, then you can sit in the sycamine tree.
Yes.
Then you can say, and if you forgive your brother trespasses, Mark 11.
Yes.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Your faith is peace and forgiveness.
Amen. Amen.
Look where we get it from.
Yes, sir.
Look, where we come from. Look at the double fruitfulness.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
Glory.
Are you going to live that church life? You get, I love you get cozy in that church life. I love you step along that church life. I love you think church life and church goes. Fig leaf. Fig leaf. Where's the blood of the Lamb? That fig leaf. Church clothes is fig leaf without the blood of the Lamb. God shall have no value.
Yes.
Because the blood of the Lamb comes first.
Yes.
Then church clothes will have meaning.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll be coughing up sin.
Yes.
Sure. Otherwise, church clothes will be coughing up sin.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Glory.
That's
right.
In other words, it's a deception. They try to deceive God and all. Think God will look at the clothes and get deceived. But there's only deceiving themselves.
Amen.
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 Because God will be on the clothes.
Amen.
And they take off and run with the church clothes. Because they had no blood in the land.
That's right.
Amen. They found that out, they couldn't have confidence before God.
True.
There was something they had to condemn them that wasn't touched by God.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
True.
God showed them a natural electricity like this.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Take friends. This is a divine word.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
you tell?
Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
This is a junction day in this church.
Amen. Amen.
This is a junction day in this church.
Amen.
I see that in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I just read me yesterday and I struck that and something just started for me and I said, well, where does that? Yeah, for what is it that? Yeah. Trying to walk in your heart and your inspiration.
Amen.
Then look. What is this? Look at Samson. Burden. Look at the shame. Look at the reproach. Look at the failure. Look at the disappointment.
Amen.
Look at the irresponsibility.
Amen.
And God make him forget that.
Amen.
Because when that here begin to grow, that presence come back over. Suffering grace!
Amen.
Hallelujah. Pray, Lord, let me die.
Amen.
He get sincere.
Yes, sir.
Where you wasn't just praying, no, he's willing to pay the price.
Yes.
He's willing to pay the price.
Amen.
Thank you, keep it. A lot of people get sincere and only pray, but they're willing to pay the price.
Amen.
But it wasn't just prayer, it was willingness to pay the price.
Amen.
Amen. He saw what was going to cost him.
Amen.
And never backed down.
Amen.
Joseph saw what it was going to cost him. Would you rather make that place available for God?
Amen.
For divine love to dwell in. Tabernacle more deity.
Yeah.
And keep some darkness in the air.
Yeah.
And keep some self in the air.
Yeah.
And have some reservation in the air. He saw what it is could happen if God had preeminence in the air.
Amen.
God can still cause us to forget.
Yes.
Amen. I want to close that this morning. God can still cause us to
forget.
How many of you can look at it and God can cause me to forget?
Yes,
but those bitter, hurtful things that scarred you and caused you to come into double fruitfulness now in this hour.
Yes.
Amen. Because God has equipped every Joseph with this hidden resource, this hidden potential. He's equipped everyone. You can't be a Joseph if you don't have a good man
inside
of you. And God knows when you need it to give birth to it. You get that?
Amen.
He came into glorification because he could birth those two.
Amen.
You get that?
Amen.
You can save his brothers and them. Go tell my father.
Amen.
See my glory. When the father comes, you already had that manness and. And to forgive and forget.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
what a thing for me. We all need that this morning.
Amen.
Let's start your support. Read on. I've had many cares and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. Many times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation,
hallelujah,
this God of Jacob called me to vote strong and give me blessed consolation. That my trials only come to make me strong.
Amen.
You need to let me take my eyes off of the agencies.
Yes.
Teachers.
Amen.
And he focused my faith upon his purpose.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
And he lifted me up out of the humanistic realm, looking at man and blaming one another.
Yes.
Amen. And he freed my soul.
Hallelujah.
The caged eagle didn't have to beat his head against the bars when they're going to come out. The caged eagle didn't see a big cage shut him up. But he can't break to the fly where he's born to fly.
Amen.
But of all that cage begin to move back.
Amen.
And Joseph begin to fly.
Amen.
He begin to mount up.
Amen.
He begin to fly into a realm where only eagles can fly.
Amen.
Way up in the sky.
Amen.
He was the power to fly. But brother, the brothers saw him where he was flying. Where God had raised him up to live and walk. Look at Jesus. While he was trying to break every bone in his body, while he's spitting him, humiliating him, ridiculing him, man coming there with a big sledge to break the bones, man had the spear first rammed into his heart, all these things there, man tills like tills, and they put him vinegar and thing and all of that. He's going to try to whip him and beat him. Prophesy who hit you. Look at him, he can't prophesy, lose his power, I tell you the fake, and all these things. While they are doing all that to him, brother, he could look beyond that.
Amen.
He could look beyond those things.
Amen.
And see. Unto this end was I born, and for this cause man to rule. What shall I say? Father, see what's out? For this cause man to rule. You see, the lamb had to be slain.
Amen.
Couldn't die of old age. Couldn't get rid of a chariot. Couldn't get poisoned. You see, without the shedding of blood, the remission of sins. I trust today, Jesus, in all of that, he had his Manasseh.
Amen.
He had a life in him that he said, I forgive you.
Amen.
He stoned Stephen and bashed his head in.
Yeah.
And while his brains falling out, his skull crack and everything, and he's leaving that body, I see Jesus, the Son of God, standing at the right hand. I say, Father, lay not this sin against the church. Think of it, friends.
Hallelujah.
Think of it. The Son of Man and the Alpha Bride, they had that in them. Look at the prophet this day. He said, draw a circle on me. Shut me out, I draw a bigger circle and bring him back here.
Amen.
He said, I want to run on the bank.
Yeah.
Even though they're rejecting me,
yeah,
they ridicule me. He said, I've got to be in that condition. Yeah. He said, I build up a complex, it's scarred.
Yes.
And complex. Because of the rejection and humiliation.
Yeah.
I said, man, I gotta go to them. Who's them to begin with?
Yeah.
Bunch of bastards and rickies and rejectors and everything else. And God once said, don't you do that.
Amen. Amen.
To make sure that root of bitterness in
you. Hallelujah.
He even gets so complex.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
He's implying to take his wife and go into it.
Yeah.
And God said, you seen a blind man who don't have precipice and you're laughing? And you can't go and help him?
Sure.
See, that's the condition.
That's right. Yes.
It's like Moses. 40 years after Moses said, they don't believe me. But the hypocrite don't attack. I tell him already. God says, no, go back.
Yeah.
God says, no.
Amen.
I'm telling you. And this same Moses who didn't say, you want to make a judgment on that God made a judgment on over.
Amen.
Isn't God with his strange friends? God wiped it away from Moses.
Hallelujah.
Would you let him cause you to forget?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There were times when giving and loving God grew things. The promise, I will never let it happen again. But I found out.
Amen.
Loving is well worth the risk. Even in illusion, you win. Purpose in your heart, friends. You have this divine love. Purpose in your heart, you'll have something genuine and not forgotten. Purpose in your heart, you're not going to try to live a pretentious life. Purpose in your heart, as you see God's plan,
yes.
He's given you a power to pull up every stronghold in your mind. That's what he gives to Joseph. And a readiness to revenge all disobedience. That his obedience might be fulfilled. He was able to bring every thought into captivity. And there was no more strife. The God of peace had come in and given him the peace of God.
Amen.
They can kill him. If that's God's will for them to kill him, let him kill him. If that's God's will for them to live in the dungeon of his life, let it be God's will. But he had faith in that vision.
Amen.
It's going to come to pass.
Hallelujah.
It's going to come to pass. When he had power, he proved, because he had a Manasseh and Ephraim, he could display that power. He could display that power. Then people in the service, the prophet said, I forgive you.
Amen.
I forgive you. Amen. That woman he was condemning,
true.
Is his sister.
Yeah.
I don't want to condemn you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Who can help you? Who can produce that? Who can bring that to pass? It's inside of you. Your Manasseh.
Amen.
Your Manasseh inside of you. You can't do that. Your Manasseh is in the strength. Your Manasseh is the key. Who is your Manasseh? Hidden potential, the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
That God. Who is your Ephraim? Who gave you fruitfulness? He said, God hath made me, God hath caused me.
Amen.
It was the cause of him, friends.
Glory.
Praise his mighty name.
Hallelujah.
I've had many tears and sorrows. you realize this is not a message of entertainment? This is not a message about some information. This is a message designed to show you how to come into victory, to identify and point out to you what is keeping you from becoming fruitful, double fruitful. What is required of you if God is to bring you into power? When we started in this, in the Sunday morning of the convention, how could we know where we are going to go? Last few messages, something I preached down through the years, things like this, it's all just coming out. But the last two messages, Joseph hidden power, Joseph the Savior, Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim is speaking and opening to you why he was able to walk in a place where all these things never paralyzed his faith. Why he could forgive. What was the secret he had? What was the repellent that kept that thing out of his life, that tried to grip him and deform him and hold him in a place sensual and to fight, to take things into his own hands and to deal with people a certain way? To show how this love of God that made him endure all things, and he was not easily provoked, and he didn't behave himself unseemly, and he didn't think no evil. If you look through Joseph's life from chapter 37 to 50, every time he spoke of God caused this to happen. How could I sin against God? He said, tell Pharaoh, it's not I that know this, but God will reveal to you a dream. He didn't tell the body, he said, you didn't send me here, God sent me here. And then he said, God will bring you out when that comes. Every time he spoke, he saw a sovereign God who knows all things and who has all power to bring to pass all things that he has purpose and make it work to his own honor and glory. And he saw that he was this great pot and we were just clay. And so he lived and walked in this place where he could not be affected by these things. You would be surprised to see how you can live your life with greater power, have greater influence, and God can do greater things for you if you can only break out of that place this morning. And the secret to come out of the air is locked up in your very own life. And God has identified to you what you have in you. And now you have to travail in birth to give birth to that. God said, Lord, I know it's inside of me. And I'm not going to live in no bitterness. I'm not going to have no revenge. I'm not going to be unkind and unfriendly. I'm not going to be that kind of a... Lord, let your love come in me. I'm sitting under the message of a prophet who loved a maniac who had to break up every bone in his body, who loved a bull and had respect to the creatures of God, who loved the bees and they went back in his nest. Oh God. And he had told us that that's the secret of his success. And that same love that he saw beyond the grave at times, that come back among our people. And God, here you are here, open up to us. This great mystery, how Joseph loved, covered in multitude of sins, how a bloody kindness, he lived his life for them, how all the evil that did him, he never rendered back evil for evil, but he overcame evil with good. Lord, this is what I want to be. This is what we are calling to, friends. This is beyond church life. This is beyond social life. This is beyond nice clothes and money, and this is beyond position and these things. This was the prosperity, prosperous life. Let the Holy Ghost make you prosperous today. Let this God of Jacob make you abide in strength. That when the archers shoot at you, you can shoot back a different kind of arrows. You don't have to shoot back the same kind of arrows. You can shoot back a different kind of arrows. By God's grace. Purpose that in your heart, my friend, my brother, my sister. I believe that God will do this for you. If any of you here is here for another reason or another purpose outside of what I've spoken, I think what I've spoken this morning have influenced you to be here, and you see something that you want in your life that the Word have opened to you, and you find yourself maybe tainted, or you find yourself handicapped and paralyzed. You find yourself struggling with things. You find you have been a person who's been victimized and hurt and used and abused and ill-treated. And you have scars and complexes to these things. And it gets you in a certain attitude. But today, you see, God can cause you to forget these things. And that's why you are here. You are believing for that. Then I can pray generally for you. And I say generally, I don't have to go by you one by one because you're here for that. That's, in other words, you respond to the Word. You respond to the Word. And friends, let me tell you, this is not filial love we're talking about. This is agape love. This is not reason we're talking about. This is faith. Where you're walking around, you know God has planned your life even before you come here. And things that are happening in your life, you think it not strange. As though some strange thing is happening to you. And God give you those trials, a testing to see your reaction. And then you are learning now how to cope and handle these things in your life. How to manage your anger. How to deal with your pressure. How to deal with your bitterness. How to deal with your resentment. How to deal with revengefulness. That these things are being put under your feet. These messages is designed to put these things under your feet, friends. No matter what people do you, there is no reason, there is no excuse, there is nothing legitimate. You can say, I can hold that because they do that, and if they do that, that's not it. That's Phariseeism. What we're talking about is what I'm preaching the Bible, which is the life of Jesus Christ. This is beyond you. This says you can't do it, but God can cause you to forget it. This is saying like Abraham, you're trying to make yourself fruitful, but God come and say, I will make you exceedingly fruitful. This is not by your might, by your power, friend. This is not about you and me. This is we saying, Lord, I have come to that place. I have recognized. I am defeated, Lord. I stand corrected, Lord. I stand surrendered here, Lord. Lord God, I know I am nothing. I know I'm a failure, Lord. But I am taking you at your word this morning. And what you do there, you are the same yesterday. And if he had that battle, I have that battle. And if he had a testimony, you did that for him. Lord, I can have the same testimony that you did that for. You can do that for me. Because you send your servant with a message here this morning to preach and say, God can still cause you to forget. And God can still cause you. My brother, my sister, do not walk away from this service this morning in that same condition. Otherwise, a worse thing happened to you by the grace of God. But while it is called today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart today. But have a surrender in your heart. Have a receptiveness in your heart. Have a willingness in your heart to receive God right. Speak to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God. Let us not call before we pray. I want to live. And you purpose in your heart. I'm going to live. I'm going to live the way you want me to live. I'm going the way. I purpose up my heart. That's my covenant here this morning. There's no fruitfulness. There's no Ephraim. You have been being born for us. I'm not going to live in a rearview mirror with a trouble to the past holding me in bitterness, keeping me in anger. It was 20 years. 7 years of plenty. 13 years in Egypt. And then he had Manasseh and Ephraim. He might have carried things for many, many years. But today is the day. Now is the time. You must purpose, you will carry them no longer. And all of the region who will hear these things. The Holy Spirit is speaking expressly to His children, His elected children. And let us make every provision. Let us yield, let us submit. We can shed abroad this great divine love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Our hands. How nice it would be for Him to wipe away all that bitterness, all that grief, all that pain, all that disappointment, all that mistreatment, all that cruelty, all that evil that you have suffered at the hands of others. That which have maybe got your life bitter, made your heart in pieces, have rubbed you, have caused you to look back, have caused you to evade and avoid, have caused you to speak with pain and resentment because of how you have been affected. You become scarred, you become complex. But Jesus knows all about the struggles. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. When He was given this inspiration, He was thinking about so many of you. Knowing you are going to be here in this service. Knowing that you have gone through these things because you are born for a purpose. And because you did not fully understand that purpose, those things lingered. But now you see the expected end. Now you see where you come from. Now you see God's purpose more clearly. Now the days of your suffering is ended and you're getting ready to enter into glorification. And God appointed this time in your life to give birth to what you carry as potential in you. And is designed to cause you to forget and cause you to become more fruitful. For such a time as this, He remembered. He saw your dark nights. And you had weeping, a woman who, when her hours come, she comes into a veil and sorrow and tears and anguish. But then there's joy because the man child is born. Her travail is over. She rejoices. The weeping endured for a night. Joy came in the morning. You have had a long dark night, many of you. And sometimes you thought He forgot you. Sometimes you couldn't even sense His presence. He seemed so far away from you. Sometimes it seemed like God didn't hear your prayer. Sometimes it seemed like you're shut up in that prison. You're going out of your mind almost. There's a pressure upon you. You tried to look for human help and human assistance. And even that failed you. But all that time, God had a reason. And God was working. And God was not late. Now today, my brother, my sister, I pray in your heart, in your mind, the Holy Spirit, who knew you before the foundation of the world, who called you, who ordained you unto this life, you have not chosen, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. He didn't put you in the other class. He put you in the bright class. You are Joseph. You are the perfection that He's bringing the manifestation this hour. He's showing you how that life grew from stage to stage and what was necessary in that life and how He brought that development. That's why you have been through what you've been through. Now, as you have felt that you have spoken in your heart and you can catch and hear what the Holy Spirit has said today to the church, and that has influenced you to come forward here as a sign that, Lord, I recognize your voice, I understood your call, I marked this spot today like Joseph marked it in his life. I have purpose in my heart, Lord, from this day on. Oh God, you caused me to forget. I won't have to look back there. I won't be no longer under the pressure and the torment, the bitterness, the strife, and all these things. Let your grace, my heart is open to you, Jesus. Because I so desire to be doubly fruitful. And this is all that your will be done in my life. Lord Jesus, standing here with this group of believers, these spiritual Josephs, these, dear God, members of your bride that you elected before the foundation of the world, them that you appointed unto this end, them whose life has been previously marked out by a design, elected, called, anointed, placed, them, dear God, that you call the word predestinated to the word written to this hour. Oh God, may today as they stand here, Father, you know what each have suffered. You know the battles, oh God, that rage within their mind. You know, dear God, the instability of that human spirit that was influenced from one thing to the next, oh God. You know the faith that they long for within their soul, the understanding to enlighten the mind, that they can know why are these things, how to deal with it, how to handle it. Oh God, the strength that they see, Lord God, was missing. Lord, that they were unable to hold that spirit subject. But today a channel in your word is opened up and light is shone forth, Lord, and virtue flowed out of this faith, this revelation, pouring into their heart, dear God. They can pull out of his stronghold, bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, have a readiness to revenge all disobedience. Their obedience might be fulfilled. Dear God, they can walk in union with you, in harmony with you. May you grant today, Father. Break every fetter. Loosen every chain from the minds. Cause every devil, oh God, to lose his grip from around them. Satan, you liar, you deceiver, you who try to resist and hinder these children of God, you who try to manipulate and exploit them for your own selfish purposes, the light of God's word has shone upon you today. You're exposed. And in the name of Jesus Christ, your power is broken. We command you to turn them loose. Take your filthy hands off of them. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let this great revelation, this great faith be planted so deep, O God, within their hearts. May they water by the Holy Spirit. May their God, they grow in grace and begin to mount up with wings of an eagle and begin to rise and live far above this humanistic realm. Walk in that world of perfect faith, in that realm of divine revelation, O God, where they can understand what you have made them in Christ. They can rely upon that, Lord. They can see the position that you are revealing to them, oh God, that you chose them and predestined them unto that place in that adoption. They were being tried and tested, and now come forth victorious, an overcomer, knowing they possess that hidden power within them, that hidden resource, that hidden potential, Lord, that which can make them forget, that which can bring them to fruitfulness, Lord. They might truly be that Joseph that you spoke of in this hour that will be here. In all his glory, in all his fullness, showing that perfect church, Father. I pray, I ask this, these who have made this step of faith today, come in expecting to receive this. Let it be theirs, Father. Let this be now the chains that bind them. Let this divine love empower them. And Lord, let them capitalize upon every opportunity. God, even for those who would have had done them evil in the past, or who might be the instrument by which you brought chastening, by which you brought pressure, you're the great potter knowing how you do these things in your great workshop, Lord. Lord, that they'll be able to capitalize and show love and sweetness. All resentment, all bitterness, cruelty of the past obliterated. They can walk and live in this victory. Be governed and be influenced by this divine love. May you grant, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we give you thanks. We give you honor and glory, Father. Thanking you for your word. Thanking you for your truth. Thanking you for your quickening influence upon that word today. Thank you for the glorious light that has shone in our hearts. The great delight of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. May this hidden treasure be hid up in our hearts, Lord. And ever be the influence of the influences. Live to your honor and glory. And to love all men. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Have a seat. So appreciate being here in His presence. Appreciate His word and enjoy preaching to you. Hope you enjoy hearing it. You see that it means something special to you. The kind of word that will lead you into a deeper fellowship with Jesus Christ. To love Him more, to know His ways better, to be enlightened by His truth, to want to be a reflection of Him. A letter written by His hand for the world to read and to see and to know that He lives in you. Let us sing it because let my life be a picture of you. Amen. He's divine via the branches. The life of the vine is in the branch and empowers the branch. Be fruitful. Amen. God bless you. Remember, pray for the little visit solution this weekend. Not going to be like big meetings, it's more like a little dinner and fellowship there with a few people that have spoken to and shared intimately what they believe. Then from there, we'll have a couple other services. We don't know what God will do. We know what He can do. And we want to be available and be under the direction and leadership that He can do what He desires to do. And we know whatever He does will always be for the interest and benefit of His people. And He shined that light forth. We as a church, as a part, because it's a body ministry, it's not a one-man ministry. And collectively, we can afford Him the privilege and the channels that He can work and fulfill His word in. For the world to be and to know you, also let my life, that's your prayer as you close this meeting today. Let your life be a picture in me. Hallelujah. Let it be a letter written by your hand for the world to read and to see and to feel and to know you live. Oh, she gets just says, written epistles in this hour, read of all men. You see a godly daughter, you see a reflection of the condition of the true church. That's what you want to be. A little Esther, a little Ruth, a little Mary. You don't want to be some Natalia, Jezebel, something like that. No, sir. And to see, and to know that you live long. Live in me. Come on, brother, so let your last. Be a picture of you. Be a picture of you. In the world, you're the salt of the earth. You know, maybe I should say this. If we have, I think we did 5 or 10 people that would like to maybe go on this little trip, we don't have it close up, but we don't, not going to be in a big set of people. And if you're interested in doing that, and that'd be fine, but we don't have no like homes to stay in as such. We have to pay our way all the way through. So, if you're interested, you can check in the office. We can tell you the particulars. We have an idea as to what the airfare is, what the hotel accommodation is there. And if you're interested, we're going to help do some little work, some groundwork out in St. Lucia, and talk to a few people in the streets and testify and visit a few people and get them to meet them and see a little work there begin to take off. You're more than welcome. The harvest is ripe and the rivers are few. So, but you know, as I says, it's going to be a cost. And we can't afford the cost for you. And if you can pay your own way to go, then praise God. You're more than invited to go. God bless you. God bless you.
Let my life be a picture of you. Let my life be a picture of you. Let it be a letter. Let it be a letter written by your hand. For the world to see and to feel. And to know you live in me. Oh, let my life be a picture. This time, amen. We also have a note of thanks. Brother Mitra Budu Singh would like to thank the Lord for his wife's safe delivery of a baby girl. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Let's just sing the song. I've recognized the voice as they make themselves ready. I've understood the call. It is He who called my name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Let's start with a chorus here. I have recognized
the voice. I've understood the call. I have seen the beauty of the one eye. It is He who calls my name. He who called my name had mercy. I've recognized. Oh, let's sing it one more time. I recognize the voice.
Joy be in His presence this morning. The Lord has been good to us. We have seen Him come down over and over again. God is determined to make out of us what He ordained us to be. It gives us joy that we can worship Him and praise Him and give Him thanks. We can look beyond all our faults and take that word and show us the pathway to walk to satisfy the desire that we have in our hearts. That is to live for His honor and for His glory, to finish this great commission. To see this word take effect in our hearts, to be this kind of a bride that You ordained us to be in this hour. After seeing all the types and shadows in Daniel and Esther, and Ruth and all of them, we know we are the one that cast that shadow. And we are thankful unto God that He has come down and opened up our understanding so we can see where to walk and how to walk, that He can bring to pass these things in our hearts and lives. And this evening we have four precious sisters. Once the Lord Jesus to continue on working upon them, coming to the pool to be baptized in His precious name. God of us, have a seal of forgetfulness. That's how He has caused us to forget by the way He deals with us, and we understand our revelation of how He deals with us. So He also has a seal of forgetfulness. That any man, any woman, any person born of our instant shepherding can come to those speaking lies. And once you get rid of the cruelty of that sin that made them live such sinful lives, He has made a provisions too. That when we come and forget, when we come and confess our sins, He's faithful and just not only to forgive us, but also forget. God don't remember those sins no more. As we come confessing, as we come according to the scriptural way, and we do it according to God's word, all heaven behind this. Heaven is united, and all heaven rejoice when one sinner can come to repentance. Can we just sing it again? I've recognized that voice. I've understood that call.
I have recognized His voice, and I've understood the call.
I've gone to a perfect walk before Him. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
It is He who calls my name, and His mercies are for me. I have recognized the voice that calls me there.
Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our heads and close our eyes. Oh, precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we are happy in our hearts, Father. We know without You, Lord God, we are nothing. Not only are we nothing, but without You we can do nothing, Father. You are the vine, You are the branches. You are our life, Lord God. You are our strength, Father. You are our reason for living, Lord. Oh God, and especially this end time, when the end of the history of this world is at hand, Lord. To see that You hunt us out, Lord. To see You knew exactly where we were, what condition we're in, and that didn't stop You, Lord, because You know You put a deposit inside our hearts. We have something inside that answers back to You, Lord God. And Father, we are so thankful that Your Holy Spirit Oh God, to look beyond all our faults and see our needs. And if we don't have to wonder how to please you, Lord, you will let us know how to do it, Father. You point us to your word, Lord God. That is Father's word, Lord. And we see those of the same precious faith. Out of their lives, they walk, Lord God, by faith, Father. And we see, Lord God, how you respond to them, Lord. And we know if we walk the same way, you will get the same response, Father. For you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And our precious sisters, Lord God, haven't recognized the voice, haven't heard your call, Lord God. They have come, they have sit in their seats, Lord. They have heard the word, Father. You have pricked their hearts, Lord. They have come and bear witness to us, Lord Jesus, that they do believe, Father, and have pondered, Lord God, and have prayed, Lord, and waited upon you to make the word so real, Lord God, that it can become substance and life down inside of them, Father. And they move out beyond the shyness, Lord Jesus, to be publicly identified. Let the world know that they are a sinner, but they have seen the Savior. And have recognized that they don't have to stay in their condition, but they have heard and have seen this way made available for them, that they could come out of their sins. This day, Lord. This day. Lord, it's a junction in their lives, a change in their lives. May your Holy Spirit recognize their faith, Lord. And you who have quickened the word to their hearts and minds, you have pushed upon them, Lord God, to cause them to come to this place. Lord God, may you also, by the confession of their faith, in what you have already done for them and the work you did for them on Calvary Street, may you fill them with the Holy Spirit, Lord, as you have promised, Father. We commit them into your hands now for a life of service. Lord God, and before this audience this day, as they give their testimony, Lord, that they believe in your death, burial, and resurrection, and they are willing to stand for you, we know, Lord God, that you will stand with them also, Father. That there is no redemptive blessing, Lord God, that they have need of, that you will not give unto them. And so, we commit them into your hands and ask your blessings upon them, Father. In the precious and wonderful name of Jesus Christ, I pray for your honor and for your glory. Amen and amen. Sister Sharon Fortune, do you believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection for remission of your sins?
Yes, I do.
Then, Sister Sharon Fortune, based on the confession of your faith, I will now baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. His voice, understood his call, seen the beauty of his love, his mercies and grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Thank you, Jesus. What a scriptural thing is taking place here. All their sins are forgiven them. There'll be no more record of it. It's finished, it's over, it's done with. By a simple act of confession of faith in a finished work on Calvary Street. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Pearl Philip, do you believe upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection for remission of your sins? Then, Sister Pearl Philip, based on the confession of your faith, I will now baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
Of the one I fear,
and in mercy I will wait. I have recognized the voice that draws me. I will turn my back to sin. I will turn my back. Let your love pull me. Knowing wisdom begins with fear. Begins with fear. Turn my trembling into favor. As I learn daily to serve, I recognize the voice. On his face. Holy, holy is the one who makes me dead. I know only that I must. Now my faith begins to trust. For I've recognized the voice that draws me. I draw near, I draw.